Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today comes from Mariette, who says, what challenges me is how to move from my existing wardrobe to a more curated style, especially with a restricted budget. So this is where I think I would start with looking at wardrobe capsule. So what you have in your existing wardrobe, see what works together. Start curating from what you have. So shop the wardrobe you have first. See how many outfits you can create out of your existing clothes. Photograph them all, because it's so easy to forget what we've got if we don't actually take some sort of record of this. And then you can start to figure out what you need. Do you need some extra layers? Do you need warm layers for cooler weather, or longer sleeves, shorter sleeves, all those sorts of things? And then how can you add interest and variety by adding in accessories? Because sometimes accessories can be the thing that really changes up the look, that people don't really notice if you've got some sort of more neutral background, when the accessories or a coloured garment changes the outfit. I remember many years ago, back in the 90s, I used to travel a lot for work, and I learned how to travel and pack very lightly by just having a fairly neutral background and then just changing an accessory or a scarf or something that was in a different colour and pattern. And people didn't really notice that I was wearing something fairly similar or basically the same for, you know, a couple of days running because that accessory changed. So that can be something to think about. So as you are curating, you want to think about thinking consciously about anything that comes into your wardrobe must go with at least 3 to 5 things you already own and is going to actually enhance and help you create more outfits from what you have rather than less. My earrings are little just peacocks. So I just got asked what my earrings are. It's just a little peacock tail. So do think about, so as you create, you can download my wardrobe capsule guide that can really help you to start to go, well, what do I need? And then they can start you on that planning. What do I have and what do I need? And then as you find things, and there's lots of great places to find things when you have a small budget that can still be good quality. So you can look at thrift stores, opportunity shops, as we call them here, or you can look at going to places that are the kind of the outlet stores. So the factory outlet stores, or also the places like the TJ Maxx, Marshalls, those sorts of places. You can also get amazing stuff relatively cheaply, or Nordstrom Rack if you're in America. There's all sorts of places you can get great clothes without having to spend a fortune and pay full price. But it's about doing it consciously and not just buying anything because it's cheaper on sale. Instead, it's about really working out what you need and what's going to work for you. And one of the other things I recommend people do is maybe just have like a pad and pen in your wardrobe. And when you're getting dressed in the morning, if you ever have that, I wish I had a thought, like I really wish I had a jacket that went over this outfit. Like I like this outfit, it's a little bit cool this morning, I need a jacket or something, or a cardigan to go over the top. Then I go and then work out what would work. So what kind of jacket do you need? What would actually make it work? What's the proportions? All those sorts of things. And then you can keep your eyes out for that garment. So you're really filling a known hole rather than just buying randomly. So hopefully that gives you some thoughts. And I also have a weekly wardrobe outfit planner. And that's another good thing to download for free from the blog, which is in all the free downloads. There's a little menu item called free downloads. You can find them fairly easily. And that will also help you start to plan out your wardrobe so that as you are curating it, you can really start to figure out what's working, what's not working, and what you might need so that you spend your clothing budget wisely. Next question comes from Anna Karen, who says, I have a really nice light beige dress pant, and jacket that I really like to wear in summer. As an enigmatic, so with warm, deep, smoky colouring, I tend to wear it with a darker top. I was thinking it'd be nice to get some more wear out of it before winter sets in. How to wear this? Or should I just forget about it till next summer? I would actually say split it up. Maybe wear a dark pant and top with a light jacket, or wear the light pant, but wear a dark top and jacket. So think about splitting it up. Rather than head to toe light, I would be splitting that up into pieces, because then it's going to fit more with your overall darker palette, and also too that it's going to look a little bit more wintry rather than midsummer-y. So that would be a suggestion I have. Last question today comes from Kerry, who says, I love my taste in fashion and I have fun with it too, but getting dressed for work in the morning is a real pain. I love looking put together and have some very nice clothes, but lack the desire to take the time and effort to do so. Since my job is casual, I mostly opt for activewear, and I wish for the motivation to wear those favourites in my closet. So my suggestion here would be to create some go-to outfits and photograph them, because part of the reason why you're getting dressed in the activewear or the, it's because you know exactly what goes with what and you're not thinking about it. You don't have to think, which shoes do I put with that, and do I put an accessory, and what top do I wear? It's very easy to put those clothes together. So what you want to have is some go-to outfits with those favorites that you have. So it might be still fairly casual. It might be a pair of jeans and a nice blouse, a little jacket or something, or a cardigan. But simple to be, but it's then just knowing exactly what you've put together. So this is where spend a couple of hours in your wardrobe, or an hour in your wardrobe over a weekend or something, just trying on different outfits, creating different outfits with those favorite garments. And with the accessories, all the bits and pieces, photograph all those pieces together, keep that on a little album on your phone, so that when you are in the morning, you don't have the time or the mental energy to think about, oh, what goes with what. You can quickly look at that and go, oh, I can get those pieces out, I can put them on. Then you'll actually start wearing them more. So really, this is where having those go-to outfits, and I've written a blog post about the value of go-to outfits and some more, you know, tips on putting them together for you. But I would suggest that that would be a great place to start, because of course, when we're pushed for time and we're lacking in motivation, it can sometimes feel very hard to kind of have that creative spark or the ideas, you know, and we just go, I just want to get dressed. I just want to do it. It needs to be easy. And so this is why the easier you can make it for yourself, in the long run, the better it will be, and the more stylish you'll feel, because you'll actually be wearing those favorite pieces, which make you look good and feel good. So thank you so much for your questions. And of course, if you want to get your style education, head over to my 7 Steps to Style program to find out more. Or if you're really feeling like you're stuck in a style rut and you need just that little push to get you out of that, I do have my Evolve Your Style program. And this is a really great way of getting a little prompt each day around what to create an outfit. And this can actually help. A lot of people think, oh, it's going to be a lot of work. But in fact, a lot of people have told me how much it makes getting dressed a bit easier, because it gives you that prompt. It gives you the, oh, well, I have to create an outfit around this. And so you start to wear more of your wardrobe, and you can really work out what is and isn't working for you, what you do and don't like to wear. And it really helps you hone your style as well as getting you out of that style rut. Thanks again for watching, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.